I'll go continue to pray out with this. What to do? Is there anything we can do? Yes. And I'm again looking at this game theory 15. Now I'm at 15, 30 something minutes. And it's speaking now about going from the old to the young. And I find that very interesting because, yes, you find in the West, I think maybe all over the world, in countries, you know, everything is being ruled by the boomers, the old people who are clinging on to their positions and power and profits and so on, right? But let the young in. And I've been talking about this with friends here. And for instance, this movement, this Krishna Conscious Movement that I was active in for 20 years, and the building I'm living in and how it is being managed. And I remember saying to one of my other boomer godbrothers, which he agreed with, that we should be, you know, so the first ones who show the example of not clinging on to our control and positions till we die. But, and as I read, a good leader is the one who makes him or herself unnecessary, not needed anymore, because leadership means to help the young to step up and take the lead. You know, because they're young, they're strong, they're fresh, they're clear in their minds, and they have new ways of thinking. They are more adapted to the, you know, what's going on today, not hanging on in their old minds to the past. It's hard for older people to really keep up, especially when the changes are very massive and quick. So, and it really makes sense, because then the oldies, the boomers in this case, who have also learned a lot from their own mistakes, if nothing else, they can be the elders who these young people who are sitting there behind the steering wheel and having to burden the responsibility, they can turn to their, you know, parents and elders for advice. And since these elders then, if they are actually wise, are now calmer and not in the midst of the mess themselves, they may be able to give, you know, dispassionate guidance, which is very important. Because when you are in the midst of the whole drama, whatever is going on, it's hard to think clearly. And your own lack of actual experience, life experience, will then be a problem. Clear and apparent. So it really makes sense that when you are older, focus some of your time and energy on helping the young to step up in the driver's seat and to take your time to be there for them, guide, give advice, support, calm them down when they get too fiery, make peace when they start fighting, and so on.